welcome to a bonus mini cast of Pop Fishbowl. I am your host, Ezekiel. It is Friday, March the 4th. How are you guys today? So, what I wanted to do is I quickly wanted to talk about my thoughts of the Ghostbusters trailer that was released yesterday, as well as some video game excitement. I don't really play a lot of modern video games, and so it's rare for me to be excited about not one, but four games. Two of them have already come out. Two of them are upcoming. I think that's wrong. I think three of them have already come out. One of them is upcoming. There we go. Now I'm sort of on a page. So Ghostbusters came out. As a quick preface, Ghostbusters is probably my favorite everything. I can't even articulate to people how much not only the movies, but the franchise mean to me. I loved the cartoon growing up. I loved the two movies growing up. I love ghosts in general. And that franchise, those characters, those stories that were presented, whether they were in the movies or the cartoon, just meant so much to me. And so there's a little bit of bias on my part. There's a little bit of overprotectiveness on my part, and I will be the first to admit that. The thing is, I'm not really a fan of like reboots or remakes in general. For me, there kind of has to be a reason. Like, if there's a movie that's just special effects-wise, like, I mean, you take a King Kong, like the original Japanese movie, or King Kong came out in the 30s, those are movies that kind of rely on special effects. And in 2016 time, they're quite dated. And so if a movie is being made because the special effects need to be updated, I don't really have that much of a problem with, as long as it's being like, you know, over 50 years, you know, because I mean, the 80s were 30 years ago, and most of those movies sort of hold up. I mean, yeah, the special effects are dated, but I mean, really, it's the story that's important. It's the acting that is important. So that's kind of my thing. I'm just not a fan of reboots, remakes, sequels that are now being on TV, like a Lethal Weapon TV show. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm missing the massive Lethal Weapon fan base, but is anyone really clamoring for like a TV show version of Martin and Riggs? I don't know. Get back to me. Email me at popfishbowl@gmail.com. So I told myself that I would try to be as optimistic as I could, that I would wait until the trailer came out, that I would especially wait until the reviews came out. I will not see the movie. It would probably take a miracle for me to see it. Like, for example, if the reviews come in and it's just unanimous across the board that this is a spiritual successor to Ghostbusters, and this is like, you know, kind of paying homage, and just being in that same spirit, and like it's getting like 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, then I might be tempted to see it. Maybe. So that's kind of the general preface of how I feel about this movie. So I saw the trailer. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I was really scared, and I was surprised how much I didn't hate it. That being said, though, it didn't feel like Ghostbusters. It felt like a bunch of people cosplaying and kind of doing a fan trailer. There's been a lot of problems with kind of like sexist and misogynistic comments out there. It really angers me and disgusts me to see such vitriol, where a lot of men are like, well, Ghostbusters can't be women, or what are they going to wear, pink? Like, really? Come on. Like, let's get over that. One, there should be women Ghostbusters. I think there should be more women everywhere in every medium across the board. I love the cast. If I can say one positive thing about this remake, it's the cast they've got. It's great. I like Melissa McCarthy. She really surprised me in Bridesmaids many years ago. I've been a fan of hers ever since. I didn't particularly like Spy, and I didn't really like what she did in Spy, but that's not a slight on the actress. That's the slight on the script and the direction. So I like Melissa McCarthy. I love whatever Kate McKinnon is doing with this. I saw the pictures, you know, when they were released, and she kind of looked like a female, like Egon Spengler. And that was probably my favorite thing of the trailer, whatever Kate McKinnon is doing. I don't know a lot about Leslie Jones other than she's on Saturday Night Live. But I'm fine with her casting, and I'm fine with Kristen Wiig. I like Kristen Wiig. So the cast is really great, and my biggest thing is that if they were in a movie not called Ghostbusters that was either just kind of homage to what Ghostbusters did or in the same kind of vein and spirit, like, I mean, yes, you're going to get the detractors where people are going to say, hey, well, they're just ripping off Ghostbusters. So in a weird way, you really can't win. You can't win either or. But I'd be more okay with that. I'd also be more okay if it was connected to the franchise. Like, I mean, if they were just some characters who wanted to have their own paranormal elimination company, and they thought, well, these guys in New York are doing it, we should do it as well. Or if they were just connected to, like, Egon or Ray or Peter or Winston in any way, I think I would be more okay with that. What I'm not okay is just them kind of rebooting it and then pretending that the other stuff didn't exist. Because I know I'm not the only person that says this, but Ghostbusters means a lot to me. And I love that world and I love those characters. And to just kind of gloss over it and go, well, we're kind of going to do our own thing. Because that's been the problem I've had with Paul Feig from the beginning, is that he was quoted as saying, I just want to make a funny movie with women, before the script was even written. And that's great, but why does it have to be Ghostbusters? And again, now we kind of get into the financial particulars, because it's an IP and a franchise, and more importantly, it's a brand. And brands sell. So if they made the movie and it was called something else, one, there would be the detractors, and two, people aren't going to see it. Even when the trailer starts, they say 30 years ago, four scientists saved the world. And so it kind of makes you think it's connected. It's not. It's a reboot. And that was one of the problems I had with the trailer, is that they touched on that. The very first scene they saw was kind of a reenactment, really, of the library scene. That's a classic scene that a lot of people who aren't even big fans like myself remember from that movie. They remember the library ghost. And to start the trailer and presumably the movie like that, it's just ripping off Ghostbusters. And Ghostbusters did it so well. And it's upsetting to me that this movie is going to get a lot of flack because of sexist, misogynistic comments, when that is not the problem. The problem is, you shouldn't have tried to remake something. If you wanted to do something that was an homage, do something that was an homage. But again, brands talk. I mean, where's my Bucky O'Hara movie? Where's my Dino Riders movie? Where's my Valley of Gwangi? Does anyone know Valley of Gwangi? It's a 1950s kind of cowboy monster movie where a bunch of cowboys find dinosaurs in a valley. Again, going back to what I said at the beginning, just so technically dated by today's standards. It would be great to do a remake of that. I mean, I would love to write and direct that remake. I love cowboys. I love dinosaurs. I love monsters. Sign me up. So that's my thought on Ghostbusters. Again, I'm going to wait until the movie comes out. I'm going to try not to just jump on that bandwagon of hate, because if there is one thing that the remake has done, is I like the casting. And I like the fan art and the cosplay that's come out of it. A lot of people are excited. The people that seem to be most excited about Ghostbusters are the ones that either don't really have a connection or know anything about the original, or are just really excited to get female representation and to have a female ensemble. So they're really gravitating towards that, and that's exciting. And that voice needs to be heard and not dumped upon. So if I can stress anything, I'm the biggest Ghostbusters fan on the planet. Do not dump on the people that are genuinely excited about this movie. Let them be excited. Don't say to anyone, don't see this movie. You're disrespecting Ghostbusters. Again, I'm the biggest Ghostbusters fan on the planet. If people are excited about this movie, I'm excited for them. You should let them be excited. Anyways, that is my Ghostbusters rant. I don't know. I it probably wasn't much of a rant. I wasn't yelling. But let's talk about some video games. So I don't really get excited about modern video games. I don't really play a lot of them. I don't have a console of any kind, and I don't play a lot of them on the computer. So I'm really just kind of like a little child wandering through the woods. I really don't know anything. But that being said, there's not just one, but four video games that came out this year that I'm super, super excited about. Let's start with The Flame and the Flood. That is done by an indie studio called Molasses Flood. It looks really cool. I don't know a lot. I'm going just from what I watched of the trailers and the images presented online. It's kind of a strategy game where you're kind of having to kind of figure out the elements of the wilderness in terms of navigating this river. There's a female protagonist along with her dog. They're navigating the river, and then you can kind of stop off at several points, and I don't know whether you're picking up stuff for your journey or things that are helping you along the way. It looks really, really cool. I love the design of it. It's got this really stylized look to it. I love the female protagonist. I just love that it's different. I like games that are just different from everything else. So that is The Flame in The Flood. I really want to play it. I would love to review it. If there is anyone listening from The Molasses Flood, my name is Ezekiel. I am a writer. I would love to review or gush about your game. So please contact me at popfishbowl@gmail.com. Secondly, Firewatch by... give me 2 seconds. I cannot remember for the life of me. Sorry, I'm so unprepared. By Campo Santo Studios. Again, another indie game. You play the role of Henry, who's a fire lookout at one of the fire towers in the Shoshone National Forest. This is classified as a first-person adventure game. What excites me is, again, going to the uniqueness of it. It's a concept and a story that hasn't really been done before. It looks kind of like some first-person strategy to it. I love the look of it. The colors are very kind of like hyper and saturated. And it got a very good review by Marcy Cook on themarysue.com. Marcy is awesome, and I trust her judgment. So if Marcy says it's good, I kind of want to play it. It looks really good. So that's Firewatch by Campo Santo. Unravel by, again, I don't want to screw this up. It's published by EA, but the company that made it is Coldwood Interactive. So it's developed by Coldwood Interactive. It's published by EA. You play an anthropomorphic creature made of yarn called Yarny. I'm not a big fan of the name. Names are especially important to me. And Yarny, I mean, you could have came up with something better than that. But I love the look of it. Again, you may have noticed a theme in this podcast for video games. I like uniqueness. I like things that are different. What really excites me about this game is that you're going on kind of a journey, almost kind of like the Gingerbread Man, I would want to say, where you're trying to kind of figure out what you need to do. And so the farther away Yarny gets, the shorter the yarn is. And I find that interesting because apparently it's a puzzle game as well. And you've got to kind of like traverse obstacles as well as solving puzzles. It's gotten really good ratings. The only problems that I've heard is that the controls and the platforming has been kind of troublesome, but I really want to play it. It excites me. So that is Unravel. Lastly, but certainly not least, is Shardlight by Wadget Eye Games. Shardlight is an upcoming adventure game. It is released in March. I am just going to get the date right now when it comes out. I don't have the date. It comes out in March. Forgive me. I love adventure games. Going back to when I was a kid and I played all the LucasArts games and some of the Sierra games, what I love about Shardlight is that it takes place in a post-apocalyptic world, and it's a female protagonist. I don't know what it is, but I really like playing as a girl. Ever since I was a kid, if I have an option between a guy or a girl, I choose girl every single time. Maybe it's just because there weren't a lot of female protagonists, and so I kind of gravitate towards that. But I'm really excited. I love the genre of it. I really want to play it again. And just speaking very bluntly to all the game companies, whether it's Wajid Eye or Campo Santo or Coldwood, or Molasses Flood. My name is Ezekiel. I am a writer. I would love to review or gush about any of these games I talked about. So get in touch with me at popbubble. I keep saying that wrong. I should know my own email at popfishbowl@gmail.com. I'm probably going to do a full episode. Oh, wow. We're getting 60 minutes here. Full episode at sometime later this weekend or early next week, because as you know, it is Happy Zootopia Day. Zootopia came out today. It previewed last night, but it came out today, and I'm very, very excited for it. Anyways, have a good rest of your day, whatever you end up doing, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.